This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. House Republicans failed again in their latest efforts to gut the Affordable Care Act. One effort by the White House to mollify the far-right Freedom Caucus repelled even more moderate Republicans and others from states where governors were arguing they needed the support. Federal agents executed search warrants at several sites in Greater Los Angeles that the authorities say were connected to a $50 million visa fraud operation that enabled Chinese citizens, including fugitives from the law, to secure green cards for permanent residency in the United States. Multi-year investigation, which used Mandarin-speaking agents, is the latest to highlight abuses in the EB-5 visa program, which offers foreign investors a fast path to a green card. More than 14,000 foreigners applied to make investments in the U.S. through the program in the fiscal year that ended September 30, 2016, compared with only 486 a decade earlier in 2006. Although the U.S. women's soccer team failed to achieve pay equity with men's soccer, they announced a new five-year labor agreement that made significant gains in wages and benefits. Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder, is selling $1 billion worth of stock annually to finance his Blue Origin space program to create commercial and tourist visits to space. The embattled House Intelligence Committee Chief Devin Nunes will step aside from an inquiry on Trump aid's ties to Russia because of his own conflicts. Senate invoked the so-called nuclear option to suspend the need for a 60-vote majority for nominating a Supreme Court justice to allow the vote by Republicans on a simple majority. Twitter disclosed in a federal court filing that it had received a summons directing it to reveal the identity or identities of those behind @alt_USCIS, one of the several so-called alt accounts run by people purporting to be current or former federal employees. The @alt_USCIS account, which quickly gained tens of thousands of followers, has frequently criticized the Trump administration immigration policies and enforcement actions. Former government officials said the CIA told senior lawmakers last summer that it had information indicating that Russia was working to help get President Trump elected. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.